ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवन कैंटो चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 43 एंड 44। रागो द्वेषश्च लोभश्च शोकमोहौ भयं मदः मानोऽवमानो सूया च माया हिंसा च मत्सरः। In the conditioned stage, one's conception of life are sometimes polluted by passion and ignorance, which are exhibited by attachment, hostility, greed, lamentation, illusion, fear, madness, false prestige, insults, fault-finding, deception, envy, intolerance, passion, bewilderment, hunger, and sleep. All of these are enemies. Sometimes one's conceptions are also polluted by goodness. Purport. The actual aim of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. But there are many hindrances created by the three modes of material nature. Sometimes, by a combination of rajoguna and tamoguna, the modes of passion and ignorance, by the mode of goodness. In the material world, sometimes by a combination of rajoguna and tamoguna, the modes of passion and ignorance, and sometimes by the mode of goodness. In the material world, even if one is a philanthropist, a nationalist, and a good man according to materialistic estimates, these concepts of life form a hindrance to spiritual advancement. How much more of a hindrance then are hostility, greed, illusion, lamentation, and too much attachment to material enjoyment. To progress toward the target of Vishnu, which is our real self-interest, one must become very powerful in conquering these various hindrances or enemies. In other words, one should not be attached to being a good man or a bad man in this material world. In this material world, so-called goodness and badness are the same because they consist of the three modes of material nature. One must transcend this material nature. Even the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies consist of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, Krishna advised Arjuna, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna Nirdvandvo Nityasatvastho Niryogakshema Atmavan. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Arise above these modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety. And be established in the Self. Bhagavad Gita 2:45. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Urdhvam gacchanti sattvasthaha. If one becomes a very good person, in other words, if one is in the mode of goodness, he may be elevated to the higher planetary systems. Similarly, if one is infected by rajoguna and tamoguna, he may remain in this world or go down to the animal kingdom. But all of these situations are hindrances on the path of spiritual salvation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhaktilata Beej. If one is fortunate enough to transcend all this so-called goodness and badness and come to the platform of devotional service by the mercy of Krishna and the Guru, his life becomes successful. In this regard, one must be very bold so that he can conquer these enemies of Krishna consciousness. Not caring for the good and bad of this material world, one must boldly propagate Krishna consciousness. In the conditioned stage, one's conception of life are sometimes polluted by passion and ignorance, which are exhibited by attachment, hostility, greed, lamentation, illusion, fear, madness, false prestige, insults, fault-finding, deception, envy, intolerance, passion, bewilderment, hunger, and sleep. All of these are enemies. Sometimes one's conception are also polluted by goodness. So herein, a person who is seeking the ultimate goal of life, to go back home, back to Godhead, he is being pointed out as to who are the enemies. Before beginning a war, an intelligent warrior tries to understand who their enemies are, also tries to understand what their strengths are and what is their power, because that will give an understanding, who am I in enmity with or have to fend for to achieve my goal. If you see in the Bhagavad Gita, also in the Mahabharata, it is big chapters after chapters, but in the Gita also, just before the battle is begun, Duryodhana is standing, going in front of Dronacharya and giving an estimate, who are the enemies on the other side, what are their maharathah. No, for you, for your information, I am going to enlist who are the people who we are supposed to actually deal with, so that you won't be complacent, my dear Dronacharya. Of course, indirectly he is politicizing, because he knew many of them were not on his side. Actually, Duryodhana knew. Some circumstantially they were there, but their heart was on the enemy's side. Therefore, to make sure that their weaknesses doesn't come out during the fight, he's just provoking them, inspiring them, trying to politically deal with them. Big, big egoistic people are there. So he has to name everyone, adjust everything. Anyway, the point is, he is making an estimate, who are on the other side. Dhrishtake, tushche, kitanah, kashi, rajascha, virivan, purujit, kunti, bhojascha, shaibyascha, narapungavah, yudhamanyuscha, vikranta, uttamaujascha, virivan, saubhadro, dropadeyascha, sarva eva maharatha. He enlists all of these enemies to know what we are here to contend with, if you really want to win the battle. So Srila Prabhupada said, the moment you come to Krishna consciousness and say, I am a Vaishnava, I want to follow, Vishnu is a target, and I want to achieve Vaikuntha in this very lifetime. How do you say that? By putting on tilak and kantimala, at least externally. As soon as we say that, immediately you have to estimate what are the enemies that you have to contend with. It's not easy. Why not easy? Because Maya does not want to lose a faithful, obedient servant since time immemorial who is serving free of cost. Who will like to lose a servant? A servant who serves 24 hours a day. 365 days a year without leave. Not asking anything, asking for more service. Simply give me more service. Time after time after time, since time immemorial. Not taking a single pie. In fact, paying in return. Thank you for engaging in me in your menial service. Who would like? Even in this world, if someone is served very nicely and suddenly says, "Main ja raha hu bhai, bahut ho gaya." Kya aap takleef hai batana? Chal, 400 rupaya aur kuch? Ye le, mobile bhi rakh le. Taki 24 hours you are in touch with me. Just see, he is giving a mobile. One of our devotees said, just being, when he said threat, I am going to leave, he gave him a mobile. I said, "You fool. He is handing you something. Now, your hand is in, I mean, in your what do you say? You're totally in his grip. Even when you are at home. Earlier, at least peaceful, only 8 hours. But now 24 hours you are at his call. Just see what kind of a carrot he has dangled in front of you." So he pampered him. "You can eat anything you want. You can take, go to the hotel and pay the bill. Bill, you just send it to me. Why do you want to leave me? What have I not provided you? What is someone else providing which I am not providing you?" Nobody will let go. Even in this world, if someone is really serving hard, exploitative masters still pamper, what to speak of a living entity who is menially, humbly, faithfully, obediently, with great devotion to her. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole. So therefore, in this verse, for a person who is a sannyasi, or for that matter, anyone who wants to be very focused to achieve the perfection, as Prabhupada writes, the actual aim of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. But there are many hindrances created by the three modes of material nature. So the generals on the opposite side are named. All these generals, please hear their name. Attachment. Finish. This general itself is enough to destroy the whole army. Hostility. Greed. Lamentation. Illusion. Fear. Madness. False prestige. Insults. Fault finding. Deception. Envy. Intolerance, passion, bewilderment, hunger, and sleep. And the amazing thing, Hare Krishna. The amazing thing is, these enemies are not out there. They are actually here, right here inside the fort. And for lifetimes we have embraced them as friends. And we are actually catering to their demands. Only a spiritual master, Brahmanda Brahmite Kuna Bhagyavana Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lacha. He opens our eyes to see things in proper perspective. Oh, you thought he is your master? Actually, he is your enemy, simply exploiting you. Like a slaughterer of animals. The animal slaughterer brings these animals and first feeds them nicely so that they become very muscular and very fatty. So this slaughterer regularly feeds these goats, and the goat is thinking, "Wow, such a good friend. No master ever supplied me." Without forgetting, he regularly supplies quota of grass, even though I don't work. But he just wants you to become fat. The goat to become fat. That on a fixed day. That is what Duryodhan did to the Pandavas. Oh, picnic. I think you need a rest. Go to picnic at Varanavrata. I have a beautiful palace for you. All of a sudden, why so much kindness? Vidura could smell something fishy. He indicated, be very careful. In a different language. So these are the people that we have to contend with. And then, by chance, somehow or other, if you are able to recognize them and prepare yourself. He also said, and there may be, all of these are enemies. Sometimes one's conceptions are also polluted by goodness. In the mode of goodness, one becomes a philanthropist. Feels very nice, halo around the head. Now I can go back to Godhead because I have fed so many people. I have given facilities to so many people to make their life comfortable. Or nationalism. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 15th chapter, Krishna describes a very special tree. Urdhvamulamadhashakamashvattham prahurabhyam. He describes a tree with roots up and branches down. Prabhupada explains, one who knows this knows the Vedas. One who knows this tree knows the Vedas. And what is this tree? You don't see such a tree, but you can only find it on the banks of a crystal clear, undisturbed lake. You see the perverted reflection. And that the reflection is the desire. The desire to lord it over material nature. In the 15th chapter, last verse, purport, last paragraph, Srila Prabhupada mentions a very important point. He says, while one is performing devotional service in the association of pure devotees in full Krishna consciousness, even this we are not doing, but in case we are doing, devotional service in the association of pure devotees in full Krishna consciousness, there are certain things which require to be vanquished altogether. Altogether you have to. That means completely finish this enemy. Don't even leave the breath, because again he may wake up, get up. Make sure it's destroyed. Just like sometimes when they kill a snake, they say finish the body. You have to burn the body of the snake after you kill the snake. Should not leave it. Because by just inhaling the air, it can again come back to life. That's why as soon as they kill a snake, they prepare some fire and burn the body of the snake. So they have to be vanquished altogether. The most important thing one has to surmount is weakness of the heart. Hridaya daurbalyam. Arjuna was giving so many fantastic excuses, pious excuses, very dharmic excuses of why we should not be fighting the war. Krishna said, give up this weakness of the heart, Hridaya daurbalyam. The first fall down is caused by the desire to lord it over material nature. The first desire is to lord it over material nature. We are not the Lord, we are servants. The moment we want to desire to lord it over material nature, thus one gives up the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord. This is the first slip. One of our devotees was bringing Mahaprasad. And from this, he was coming down the staircase with all Mahaprasad. He slipped. And jolt, you know, he was just in shift by shift, he was slipping down one stair after the other. And he landed at the bottom. I see, but somehow Mahaprasad didn't fall from his hand. He was very duty conscious. maybe attached to it, whatever. Even though he was falling so many, at least about 20 steps were there, and he was falling, bumping from each, but somehow he was holding on. Till the last time he fell flat, but Mahaprasad was still in his hand. But Krishna describes how we systematically, step by step, fall. Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha, first step. Sangas Teshu Pajayate, another. Sangat Sanjayate Kama, Kamat Krodho, Krodhat Bhati Sammo, Sammohat Smriti Vibhrama, Smriti Bhramshat Buddhi Nasho, Buddhi Nasha, Pranashyati, back to square one. So, the first fall down is caused by the desire to lord it over material nature. Thus one gives up the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord. The second weakness of the heart is that one increases the propensity to lord it over. As one increases the propensity to lord it over material nature, he becomes attached to matter and the possession of matter. So one is you try to control and lord it over. And once you try to lord it over and something is serving you very nicely, something is facilitating your lording it over and enjoying, you become attached to that situation. And you don't want to give it up. Even though Krishna is telling you, it's a better facility, come up there. No. How can I give up this? This is too comfortable. The problem of material existence are due to these weaknesses of the heart. In this chapter, the first five verses describe the process of freeing oneself from these weaknesses of the heart. In the first five verses of 15th chapter. How to overcome these weaknesses of the heart. And all these actually enemies that are named here are born when we try to lord it over and subtly become attached and try to enjoy or control matter. Then we get covered. Avratam jnanametena jnanino nityavairina. Our knowledge of being eternal servant of the Lord and total surrender to the Supreme Lord gets covered. Then we become conditional. Even though we may be devotees, we become conditional. Under this condition, okay. Otherwise, what is this? How can you say like this? I've done so much. So, and these are three modes. Purushaha prakritisthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam gunasangasya sadadanat yoni janmashu. Purushaha prakritisthaha. When he comes into this material world, bhungte prakriti jan gunan, he tries to enjoy. How can you enjoy Maya? The only enjoyer of Maya is Krishna. Chaye vayasya bhubanani bibharti durga. She doesn't listen to anyone. She only listens to Krishna. She is only Krishna's servant. She is no one else's servant. But she entices us. She says, here you are. You want to be the Lord? You want to be Krishna? I am yours. Wow, what a proposal. Who can reject that offer? The whole world is at your disposal. Be the controller. Be my master. Be my enjoyer. And this is how she just entices us. And then you go inside, then you say, and slap after slap. And you say, but you promise me, shut up. Lord, huh? Master. Five Paisa Circus, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. 5 paisa, can you see circus? Maya says, no paisa, free circus. She doesn't involve, you are the clown in that circus. Come inside. So she offers that proposal. So, says, narupama seha tathopalabhyate nanto na chadir na cha sampratishtha ashwattham enam suvirudhamulam. It is so deep-rooted. Since time immemorial, we have watered this. Instead of Bhakti Lata Beej, we have watered this Lata. and it has grown so deep, suvirudha moolam, unless asanga shastrena dridhena chitva. Asanga, you have to know, no question of now digging and removing. Cut it. The only way to cut it, asanga. Asanga means detachment. Shastrena and dridhena, with great determination. So we have to be equipped with two things. Number one, that determination, first of all, to hold the sword, to cut it. And the sword is detachment. And the determination to hold that sword at any cost, not leave it. Tatah padam tat parimargitavyam. With equipped by the sword, with great determination of detachment, tatah padam, you have to move towards that situation, that position, that abode. Tatah padam tat parimargitavyam. You have to search out that abode, or you have to travel in that journey with equipped by the sword. Yasmin gata ananivartanti bhuyah. Having gone there, no one returns to this place. Yasmin gata ananivartanti bhuyah. Tamevacha adhyam purusham prapadye. And after going there, what should you do? Tamevacha adhyam purusham, the source of all this tree, go there, prapadye, and surrender. Yatah pravrittir prasata purani. You have to surrender to that. So therefore, the essence is this, surrender. One word, that's all. Sarvadharman parityajyamamekam sharanam raja. It is so simple, just surrender. Why is it so difficult? Why is it so difficult? If Krishna has revealed the secret in the Bhagavad Gita, and he says, I will relieve you from all sinful reactions, why is it so difficult? That is described in the next verse. The fifth one, and the most important verse to overcome this weakness of the heart. Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinivritta kama dvandvair vimuktaha sukha dukha sangyair gacchantya mudha padamavyayamta. It says, dvandvair vimuktaha. You have to cross over. Nirdvandvo, nitya sattva stho. Not even sattva. Rise above even that. Nirdvandva. Get out of this duality, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, good or bad. In this world, it's all concoction of the mind. It's simply on the mental platform. What satisfies your senses is good. What doesn't like to your senses is bad in this world. What pleases your mind is good, is a friend, and one who displeases you is your enemy. One who glorifies you is your friend, is your protector, is your savior, and one who insults you is your friend, enemy. People sometimes glorify someone. Why? Because you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Stop that sense gratification and see their original face. Don't get caught up in any of these dualities. Nirmana. False prestige. The prestige to be in this world. Nirmana. Amanina manadena. That's why Mahaprabhu said first thing. So nirmana. Everyone wants glorification in this world. Even we have nothing, but still we want to be proud of something or the other. A beggar can be proud of the penny. So nirmana, and this mana to be respected is born out of moha. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. We come here with nothing, leave with nothing, but in between we get attached, try to lord it over, and develop so many conceptions, and fixed up, life after life after life, we keep on coming here to lord it over. Nirmana moha. Jita sanga dosha. Conquer the sanga dosha. And Prabhupada explains very nicely. I would like to read the purport. The surrendering process is described here very nicely. The first qualification is that one should not be deluded by pride. Because the conditioned soul is puffed up, thinking himself to be the lord of material nature, it is very difficult for him to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know by the cultivation of real knowledge that he is not the lord of material nature. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Lord. By hearing from the right source, Guru Krishna Prasadipaya. When one is free from delusion caused by pride, he can begin the process of surrender. For one who is always expecting some honor in this material world, it is not possible to surrender to the Supreme Person. And pride is due to illusion. And what is the delusion? For although one comes here, stays for a brief time, and then goes away, he has the foolish notion that he is the Lord of the world. He thus makes all things complicated and he is always in trouble. The whole world moves under this impression. People are considering the land, the earth, to belong to human society, and they have divided the land under the false impression that they are the proprietors. One has to get out of this false notion that human society is the proprietor of this world. When one is free from such a false notion, he becomes free from all the false association caused by familial, social and national affection. Jita Sanga Dosha. I am this, I am that, I am an Indian, I am white, I am black, I am whatever. So these conceptions give rise to, I will serve only this nation. They are my enemy, they are my friends. That is why Prahlad Maharaj kicked out all this nonsense. He says, what kind of nonsense is this? Some are my friends, some are my enemies. No, everyone is part of Krishna. This is the highest welfare activity. Jita Sanga Dosha, Adhyatma Nitya. Focus on eternality, which is the truth. Adhyatma Nitya, Vinivritta Kama. Then that Kama will go away. Rajoguna Samudbhava. Born out of this, lust, anger, all these are born out of mode of passion, ignorance, mainly. At least come to the mode of goodness and then give up that goodness also, which is born out of the mode of bodily conception. I am controller, I am the proprietor, I am the well-wisher of everyone. So, Adhyatma Nitya Vini, Dvandvair Vimuktaha. Then you can transcend this duality. Sukha Dukha Sangeir. Something good, something bad. Gacchanti Amudhaha. One who is completely unbewildered. Padam Avyayam Tat. How do we do that? Mahajano Yenagata Sapantha. We have to follow in the footsteps of the great souls. Narottam Das Thakur says, Mahajanera Pantha. It is very auspicious. Para Apara Karoho Vichar. There are ancient and modern Mahajans. Ancient Mahajan means 12 Mahajans. And modern Mahajan means after Mahaprabhu. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those Mahajans who came. Two kinds of Mahajans you find in Mahaprabhu's followers. The renunciates and the householders. Both, if you scrutinizingly study their life, their nature, their character, their attitudes, their behavior, everything. Chaitanya Charitamrita is given not simply to give Mahaprabhu's philosophy. If you read the life of six Goswamis, we were discussing yesterday in the Brahmachari class. They lived just by seeing their activities. You know what should a sannyasi do and what you should not do. Listen to the life, see the lives of grihasthas. They were sannyasis. Actually, they were sannyasis. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was powerful personalities, respected by people from all directions, including sannyasis. His wife, so devoted to Mahaprabhu. They called Mahaprabhu one day, fed him, sumptuous feast. Mahaprabhu was surprised. He told in the morning that I am coming to your place for lunch. And in the early afternoon he went and there were hundreds of items. He was shocked and surprised. He says, 10 Brahmanas working for days together can't cook. How did you cook all these items? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave the credit to his wife. That she did it. And she said, no, he assisted, therefore, I don't know how he did. Ultimately, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, the person who came here, he has given the strength to cook also. The person who has come to eat has given the strength to cook. Indirectly, they transferred to him. He said, it's you, my Lord, who have empowered that, just that love. We don't know how we have made this. Another time when Mahaprabhu was invited and he was eating such huge items, so many items, their son-in-law, Amogha, walked in. Ooh, sannyasi, eating so much, finished, blasphemed the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya knew this. So he was holding a stick and sitting on the door so that this person won't come. Somehow, his wife called him to assist him, serve the dal or something. He got up, just shot in, blasphemed the Lord. Said, sannyasi, aren't you ashamed of eating so much, mountain full? You should be eating very little. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took the stick and ran to actually kill him. Somehow, if he had caught him, he would have finished him off. Determination, he left. Somehow he was young and ran away, Amogha. And his wife, she said from her heart, knowing that Mahaprabhu is sitting there, he may say Tathastu, he'll fulfill. She said, better my son-in-law dies. Better she dies and my daughter becomes a widow. That this person has done such an activity. Now, which mother-in-law will ever want? You know, in Vedic culture, son-in-law has a very special position. Very, very, respectable position. And deep attachment is there, because ultimately they're connected to my daughter. But she was ready, actually. She said, let him die. What kind of attachment they must have had for Mahaprabhu to be detached from all these connections. Srivas Thakur, Mahaprabhu's kirtan is going on and his son was having a high fever, died 2.5 hours after sunset. And Mahaprabhu's kirtan is going on. Gradually, every people came to know. All the devotees one by one. First of all, Srivas went inside. What happened? Died? Anyway, don't cry. Mahaprabhu's kirtan is going on. Can you imagine? Of course, we can't imitate. In your home, so many Prabhuji's coming and dancing whole night. Which wife will tolerate? And then something is happening neglectful. I was telling, don't cry. If you cry loudly, I will also go and die. The Ganga. Don't disturb Mahaprabhu. Very difficult to imagine the kind of devotion and attachment to pleasing Mahaprabhu that was exhibited by these Mahajans in whichever ashram they lived. So, by scrutinizingly studying, of course we can never imitate these great personalities. But by simply holding their ideals to our head and praying to sincerely the best of our ability, following their footsteps, gradually we will rise. Shrinvatam sakatha krishna punya shravana kirtanaha hridi antasthohi abhadrani vidhunoti sahrit satam. When we keep hearing, the eagerness to hear about the Lord, Bhaktir Samar Sindhu Rupa Goswami says, sadhana bhakti cannot give bhava. Sadhana bhakti cannot give bhava, even if you do it for millions of lifetimes. Until there is some attraction. It must be performed with some attraction. mechanically doing any of our sadhanas cannot give us love of God. It has the potential to awaken, but there has to be some attraction. That is the first qualification for entering into devotional service. Attraction to please the Lord, to serve the Lord. And then this sadhana, like medicines, will remove the disease and bring out the natural dormant love of God, which is already there within the heart. Srila Prabhupada also told, pointing to the first three grihastha couples who went and started preaching in London under his direction. He said, they're better than sannyasis. And those who are sincerely trying to follow in those footsteps of those instructions and surrendering, we see even today in the followers of Mahaprabhu, if we see the kind of situations that people are undergoing, still their faith is continuing in the process. You don't have to go back 500 years. You can actually see if you have the eyes. As Jananivas Prabhu was telling, that Mahaprabhu's lila is still going on. For next 10,000 years it will go on. For one deity welcoming of Gaurnitha. He was telling, this is part of Mahaprabhu's lila. This is, it may not be in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's there, it will come. Because this lila is going on. At that time also there were people who were criticizing, who were fault finding. At that time in those associations also we find people who were attached, who were bewildered, who were hostile and greed and lamenting, who were in illusion, fearful, maddened, attached to false prestige, insults, deception, envy. We find there were Gopal Chakravartis were there. And there were Ramchandra Puris. All were there. Before and then and now. So these are not meant to simply read. But to actually by reading and seeing. Only somehow we should identify. When, just like sometimes people feel. How did people not recognize Mahaprabhu? How did people not recognize the glory of Srivas? How did people not recognize the glory of Haridas Thakur? So simple. How could people not realize? Because it has become history. Time has revealed their glories. But if we were there, I really don't know whether we would be able to recognize. We could have been one of either here or there. So something is too close, is not yet history, but the present. It takes one to know one. You can't recognize. They are all there. They were there then, they were there now. History will say, Sahi was there, such a personality was there. But somehow, some people could recognize. Even when Krishna was there, only a handful could recognize. Others could not. So these Mahajans, whoever is sincerely following in the footsteps, of those great souls can continue to inspire and enlighten and reveal. So again, and all of these can be recognized by hearing. We see through our ears. Ajnanati virandhasya jnananjana shalakya chakshur unmilitam. Just think, before we came to Krishna consciousness, when we would walk on the road, what were the things which we were captured by, attracted by, enlivened and enthused by? Now we may be walking through the same road, hopefully. There is some change. Something repels us. Can't imagine. How come that was attracting you at that time? The story of Dhanurdas. I'm sure Dhanurdas would visit Srirangam, being a resident of Srirangam, he would visit Ranganath every day. But when Ramanuja sighted him, called him and asked him, come to temple, I'll show you the deity. And making him stand in front of those deity of Lord Ranganath, started glorifying the eyes of the Lord, the power of the eyes of the Lord, the potency of the eyes of the Lord. Sa aikshata sa srijata. The Lord glances and creates the whole material creation. That is the power of these eyes. He glances and induces pure love of God within the heart of any living entity. Mahaprabhu glanced at Narayani and said, Narayani, chant Hare Krishna and dance. She exhibited all the 8 sattvic vikars. He told Dukhi, you're not Dukhi. From today your name is Sukhi. And instilled within her heart pure love for Krishna. That's the power of his glance. Only by hearing from the eyes, from the ears, the glories of the eyes of Ranganath, could the same deity, which he was watching from day one of his life, today was totally transformed. He had decided to surrender his life to the most beautiful couple of eyes, that is for sure. But param drishtva anivartate. He thought that this lady's eyes are the most beautiful. Till, by Ramanuja's mercy, he understood the original source of all beauty. Krishna's eyes, which are not just beautiful to look at, but actually potent. And in this way he surrendered. So here, Narada Muni very, very mercifully is enlightening all the sincere seekers through Yudhishthir Maharaj to all of us. As a Mahajan, he's telling, do not be attached to good or bad of this world. They will come and go. Transcend Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. Arise above the 3 modes. Nirdvandvo. Nitya Sattvastho. Stay in Shuddha Sattva, Niryoga Kshema. When you try to do your own Yoga Kshema, the Krishna says, all right, take charge. But Ananyas Chintayantumam Yejana Paryupasate, Tesham Nitya Abhiyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Bahamya. That's surrender. You surrender, it's all right. Of course, it's very easy to speak wonderful philosophy, logically connecting from one point to another. And probably, you know, nice clap at the end and say. But the fact is, we just have to repeat this and hope one day we can speak it with realization. And that is the practice. Srila Prabhupada ki chai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai, Yathaya Gopimanam.